God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son, they are the same today, tomorrow, and yesterday. They do not move. They do not change. But it is us that move away from them, and it is us that move closer to them. They are stationary. They are a constant perfection. We must have faith. Today I have 3 points, and you can probably guess when I give you the first one what the other two are. The first point is past, second is present, and the third is future. The title of today's message is Not Now, My Son. Not Now, My Son. In the past, God told his leaders, not now. He told them, no. I have examples to show you what God said to them. We will read just a little bit of a very long chapter in Jeremiah. If I could ask you to turn to Jeremiah 14, 19. Jeremiah 14, verse 19. Now, there's a lot of backstory here, but how Jeremiah spoke to God is very inspiring. I don't think I would. but God knows his people, and his people, when they are convicted, they know God. verse 19, please. Have you utterly rejected Judah? Has your soul loathed Zion? Why have you stricken us that there is no healing for us? We looked for peace, but there was no good. And for the time of healing, and there was trouble. We acknowledged, O Lord, our wickedness and our iniquities of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. I won't read the rest of it, but he is telling God, listen, you're hurting us. We are dying here. We're starving. It says that the men send their boys, their lads, out to get water, and they find none. So Jeremiah is like, why, God? And the answer is no. It was no. The people are wicked. Now, in this case, it was the people's fault, for they were inherently evil. God has a reason why he does it. Paul, we all know Paul. That's why I mentioned it right before church. Please turn to Galatians 6. Galatians 6. And we will pick up Galatians 6 in verse 11. Galatians 6, 11. In my Bible, I have written, it looks like in a color pink. I don't know why I chose that, but Paul may be near blind is what it says. So Paul suffered. He could not see very well, partially blind, blinded. And it says, see with what large letters I have written to you with my own hand. This here is pretty clear. Why is Paul writing in these big letters? It was because when he was stricken, he lost a lot of his sight or some portion of his sight. But he pleaded with God. God, help me. And what did God say? Well, no. No, you're not able to see restored completely. You're not. This scripture here just is an example of him being blind and how he got around it because God told him that he wasn't going to allow him to go down here. You have to go here. Moses. We won't turn anywhere there. We're all familiar with Moses, but Moses struck the rock inappropriately, right? Was Moses allowed into the promised land? No. God said no. Now, in the case of Moses, God said no, but he also said no, not now, my son. Because look what Moses will have in the future. Wow, he will be greater than us. He is one of God's chosen, special chosen. And look what he did. God worked with him But he still told them no. So that leads to the point number two, the present. My sermonette changed this week. It changed a lot. I rewrote. This was the worst week of my life. This was a very, very intense week. On Monday was my one-year mark where I could call USCIS, Division of Immigration Homeland Security. I called him. I got a hold after an hour. I spoke to a man. He was a very nice man, very kind. And he told me, sir, I hate to inform you, but they revised the schedule. You're looking at February 2020 before we review the application. And I'm like, I didn't know what to say. I'm like, it can't be. That cannot be. That wasn't the worst part. The worst part was I had to call Ceci and tell her. That, we just cried. I mean, there's nothing else you can do. You're talking 3 years. And I told him, I'm like, well, can I sue? Can I have litigation? He's like, sir, he's like, litigation would be a path, but the government has deemed, the federal government has said, it takes 25 years for it to be considered outside of normal processing time. 25 years. And of course, that just rips your heart out. And I told him, I'm like, you just crushed me. And he's like, I can't apologize enough, but he's like, you're going to have to look at the website and you can't call back. Not until that date moves to past your date, then you can call us back. But at the end of the conversation, he wanted to keep talking, and he told me all about everything. And he said, Michael, actually, he didn't refer to me by name. He just said, he's like, I want to thank you for being a very kind man and talking to me in a very kind manner. Most people that I speak with are very, very angry, understandably, and they don't say many nice things to me. But I was like, oh, okay, well, is there anything else? He's like, no. So Tuesday, I had to call Mr. Trebig. I had to tell him, sorry, sir, I can't serve at the feast. And I told him the circumstances. And then, you know, because my mind is completely shot, I called Mr. Mendez, and I spoke with Mr. Mendez. And his approach is very Mr. Mendez-ish, very straight to the point. What are you doing? Michael, call him back. Call Mr. Trebek back and tell him to postpone it a month. You don't know. Michael, let me tell you, she'll be here. Okay, Mr. Mendez. Michael, get an attorney. I'm like, sir, there is no attorney. There's nothing I could do. But fight for your wife is what he was saying. You know, fight by praying harder. Wednesday, I made arrangements to go to a new feast site, flying to Jamaica for the feast. Why? Because they have an open spigot on visas for immigrants, or for people. So Ceci can go to there. I got plane tickets all prepped, ready to go. I have a house. God gave us a house, 4-bedroom beautiful house, right next to the church hall, right across the street, literally, which is great. But my mom didn't want to go. She's like, no. She's like, it's dangerous. I'm like, Jamaica's not dangerous. Just because they have martial law doesn't mean anything. And we're not going to have a feast site at a place that's mean, right? The gangs in the inner city are having bad times, so they declared martial law so they could just go into their houses without getting a warrant. Thursday, 5:21 a.m., I'm preparing my coffee, and I hear ding, ding, ding. I'm like, what? So I go in, and I look. 3 messages from the USCIS division. I'm like, okay, great. What does that mean? I go into my account. Sir, you've been locked out. I'm like, reset my password. Sorry. This is the computer telling me. Sorry, you're going to have to call us. You've been locked out, and you can't reset it anymore. So 3 hours on the phone. And I never got my password reset. So I said, whatever. And then I finally called. And here's the climax. I called, and the lady's like, oh, well, I could tell you the message. I'm like, yeah, please. She's like, your application's been approved. USCIS division has given you approval. I'm like, oh. I'm like, this is the greatest day of my life. And she's like, oh, okay. So I have officially been approved. They are approved by Homeland Security. I'm real. So, and then What did I do? I called Mr. Trebek back, and I told him, ah, no, stop, switch it. I called Mr. Mendez. He's like, Michael, I don't know how you want to take this, but I told you so. I'm like, okay. So, and then I immediately proceeded down the next path. I didn't cancel my place. I'm good. And then I go to the National Visa Center. So apparently I just cleared step one of 13 steps. The other steps are just hard work to get the visa issued. But there are 12 other steps that I have to proceed. So me and Ceci are having complete faith in the Lord God Almighty. It is what it is. We will be here by the feast. She will be. And that is what we are planning on. Come rain, snow, whatever, we're going to be there. So that is two. The Lord told me, no, my son. Not now. Not now. And God is so merciful because he only told me no for a little period of time before he said, okay, yes. But I heard no, and I proceeded down the path of no. And we were of good cheer because we know that the Lord is answering our prayer. It just wasn't what we wanted to hear at that time. So that is the present, the future. Everything I told you is nothing compared to the future. There are two companion scriptures. Mark 13, verse 32 is the best. Please turn over to Mark 13, verse 32. Now you know why I'm so happy up here today. Mark 13, verse 32. 1 year and 1 day is how long it took. 1 year and 1 day. Mark 13, verse 32. But of the day and the hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven. And here's the part that differs between Matthew 24, 36 and Mark 13, 32. Nor the Son. And then the rest, but only the Father. Take heed, watch, and pray, for we do not know when the time is. Jesus Christ wants to return. But Jesus Christ did not even know at that time when he was going to be allowed to return to earth. See, he is being told, no, not yet, my son. But Jesus the Christ loves us immensely. So in conclusion, we all have been told no at some time in our life. Many times. The answer appears to come at the worst possible time. But God is perfect and his plan is perfect. We must have faith. Not just faith at the time for when God does give us the answer, yes. Our faith must be strong and stand firm when we are told, not now, my son. God has a plan and we are included in that beautiful plan. But we need to get out of the way and let God's plan unfold. We must do as we are told. When I was told, not now, my heart felt broke. Every fiber in me pleaded with God for help. My faith was being tested. I waited 1 year, 1 day to get my answer. There was a reason for that. We must always remember that Jesus the Christ, our Savior, loves us with all his heart. He wants us to enjoy life and make it to the end so he can marry the bride. His bride will be perfect as she will have gone through trials and she will have heard the word no many times. But then in the end, it's all worth it. When God the Father says, now is the time, my son.